Hello.
Hey, Dwight. How's it going? This is Dennis over here with Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, pretty good.
Good to hear. Good to hear. It's been a while. I think when I spoke to you last, it was towards the end of April, and you guys were just about to do a working capital loan at that point. Did that go through for you guys?
What's that?
I was just saying, when I spoke to you back in April, you were looking into doing a working capital loan, and I don't know if that went through for you guys or not, or if you're still looking into it, or it's obviously a while ago.
I got a loan with an outrageous rate, but I needed it promptly, and I got it taken care of. I don't know if I'm still within time to save any money if I could pay them off. I tell you what I'm doing right now is I'm doing in-dump work, doing deliveries for the state.
Okay.
On state projects, and I'll probably be looking to lease in an in-dump or two. I've also spoken with another fella. He's looking for 5 to 10 dry boxes for a brokerage we're thinking about setting up.
Okay.
For dry freight, this oil field got so slow that we're going to have to do something else because it's just too slow for us.
Yeah, it's pretty much petered out. I hope it picks back up. Those were the good old days. I did a lot of financing for some trucks, trailers, pneumatic trailers, and blowers, and everything that went along with it. But it has definitely petered out.
Uh-huh.
Well, we can do that. Okay. I do a lot of dry van trailer purchases for my clients. Trucks, trailers, tractors, you name it. I can also look into the working capital loan you have right now and see if I can put you in a better situation. We can get ours done as fast as 3 days sometime, so I probably could have helped you out then, but I understand you're in a situation, so it is what it is. But, we have it all locked and loaded for you here. I know initially when we started talking...
You have my email. You might drop me an application and see, but this oil field's been dead for a year, and our revenues have dropped tremendously.
We don't look at revenue so much when it comes to equipment. I have some programs that we don't look at bank statements or tax returns or anything like that. I usually like for my clients to send in 3 months of bank statements just so I can see, and if I think it's going to help you out, great. If it doesn't, then I'll just keep it out, and I'll submit it to my underwriter with or without the bank statements there.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, if you want to send me an app or something, we'll see how detailed and complicated it is and what others offer. Take a look at it.
Yeah, it's really simple. It's just one page. I really just need your information on it. That's it. And then I can go from there. But is there another number to reach out to? This is the only number I have for you.
This is the only number I'm using at this time, yeah.
Is it? Okay, not a problem. I can make this your point of contact, and your email address is still just dhm365@att.net?
Yes.
All right, buddy. I will get the information over to you, and we'll run with it from there.
Okay, very good.
All righty. I do appreciate it.
You bet.
Later. Bye. Bye-bye.